Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name is Randall, and with me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG dad himself. Man, y'all go ahead and talk to these folks, man.
What's up?
All right, everybody, now welcome back. Now, on today's episode, dad hit me up talking about the X-Men 97 anime, and he want to talk about episode 5 in particular. So we're going to let him express his thoughts about episode 5, because it was a crazy one, but I'm going to let dad explain. But before we get to the main topic, dad, go ahead and talk to these folks, man. What we got going on in sports?
All right. So today at the Masters, Tiger Woods left the course at a plus 16, the highest he's ever, his highest score ever, which means it's like the worst score. So we all know he's old. He's well past his prime, but golfers don't retire. And what I noticed is that even though he was golfing pretty bad, it didn't stop the networks continually showing Tiger.
Right.
You know. I personally think golf has a problem with that, because like they need to showcase somebody at some point. Got to take over and be the reason why people watch golf. It can't be Tiger anymore.
Right.
What y'all think?
You want to go, LJ?
I thought you were gonna go first.
Yeah, I go first. I'm going to be honest with you. Outside of Tiger Woods, I forgot the other Bubba. That's the only person I know is Bubba. And the only reason why I know Bubba is he won the Masters at, like, the youngest age besides Tiger Woods, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Bubba Watson.
Yeah, so that's the only other golf player I know outside of Tiger Woods. So, to be honest, I don't know. I know it was like this little ordeal they had going on because Saudi Arabia bought the other company, or brought PGA, one of them, I forgot. Mm-hmm. So I know they were going back and forth about that, and a lot of players were pissed off. So, but I really don't keep up with golf. The only reason why I keep up with golf was Tiger Woods, and I'm pretty sure he's about to retire in a couple years.
No, hey, golfers don't really retire. They stick around and play some rounds and get paid for it. That's what they do.
Right.
Golfers don't retire. Shoot, Arnold Palmer was still out there hitting shots on the senior tour not too long ago, so.
But I agree with you, dude, that they should make somebody else the face or bring in some fresh faces, like somebody 20-some years old, phenom somewhere. But like you said, a lot of people, like you said, a lot of them don't retire, so, you know. But that's I'm with you on that one, though, dad.
It's golf, and I'm sorry, but people, the only time golf is really exciting to people is when there's nothing else they like is on, or they want to go out there and drink alcohol and just be outside.
Right.
So, I mean, golf is a sport. I'm not saying it's not a sport. I played golf before, too, so I understand it, but I don't think that's one of the sports where, sure, there might be somebody famous enough that comes around and, you know, be the new face of it, but I don't think it really has to have one. People are going to get into golf because, one, it's just a rich people sport, mainly. And when I'm saying that is, you do that to get connections. You take these people out to the tee golfs to, you know, the accounting bros. That's what they do. Is they golf,
nobody, right? Nobody's networking playing hockey.
Right.
I don't think you can network while you play. I don't think you can do that.
Right. So that's what it is. That's what it has always been, and that's fine. But you know, I'm not gonna sit here and say they need a new face or whatever. Eventually, there'd be somebody who they'd be like, oh, he's pretty good. Maybe we can get more people to watch it. But they still gonna have the Masters. People still gonna want to watch it. They'll be fine. They don't have to. To me, golf is one of the few rare sports where you don't have to have a face.
Okay. On to the next topic. Rashee Rice. Have you been following this?
I think I heard about it, but
the Rashee Rice, the wide receiver for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Was involved in a 6-vehicle car crash.
Well, I ain't heard
about that. Yeah. He fled the scene. And he just turned himself in. Apparently he was driving 119 miles per hour. Damn. On the road.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I did hear about it. My fault. Yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah, I did. I didn't know who it was, but I heard about it.
It was Rashee Rice. So, he, in my opinion, he's going to get suspended probably half the year, but what y'all think?
Did he kill anybody? My fault.
No. No, nobody died.
No. I mean, he probably have to, it's because nobody died, and the only thing were hurt was cars, but they had to chase after them. He probably going to get, like, 6 months in jail and a hefty fine.
Probation.
So whatever the NBA, I don't know. I think they're going to make an example, because this would be the second time an NFL player has sped it down the road. It's just the first, well, in recent history, or that was reported on Wiley. The first one was Henry Ruggs, and he ended up killing somebody, and that's why that got even more publicity. Since nobody died in this one, I won't say it's a little bit better, but it helped his case a bit more. But I think they will try to give him jail time to make an example out of him.
As long as he didn't kill anybody, he probably gonna get, like, suspended for a year. I say a year. I don't think he gonna get suspended for half. I think he gonna get suspended for the whole year. Like LJ said, just for them to make his effort out of him. But if he killed somebody, oh, yeah, he would be gone. He wouldn't be in the NFL.
Well, he would have been in jail. Because that's...
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But yeah, I don't think he's gonna get a half. I think he's gonna get full. And then he probably got probably reach, and he might have to pay a fine, maybe. But I don't think he's gonna be taking half a season. I think they're gonna get him a whole season off.
Okay. Switching leagues, it looks like today, as April 14th. The Oklahoma City Thunder clinched the number one seed in the West. Surprise me. They've been balling. They've been balling. So, OKC is always, like, a weird thing for me, because they have a bunch of picks that they have been hoarding over the years and just kept having all these picks, and they never do anything with them. They always trade to get more picks. But I will say this is one of the best teams that they had, especially with Chet and SGA. And we're not going to talk about the Giddy player. We're not going to talk about him. He has his own problems. But what you guys think about OKC, because you're number one seed?
They going to lose.
What round?
Well, Golden State plays in a little bit. Lakers just demolish whoever they play. I forgot. I was just watching.
The Pelicans.
They demolish the Pelicans. And who else they's in the was it Timberwolves? I think it was Timberwolves. No.
Well, Timberwolves like the 3 seed.
So who was the next? Because it was Golden State, Los Angeles.
So the way the standings are right now is that the if everything ended right now how it's supposed to,
right.
The first play-in game will be the Suns and the Lakers.
Okay.
Second play-in game will be the Kings and the Warriors.
Warriors gonna blow them out the water, so they probably gonna play OKC. They're probably gonna play OKC.
Because if Warriors win the second play-in game, they gotta play the loser the first. So, and that's going to either be the Suns or the Lakers. So the Lakers, whoever wins between the Lakers and Suns is the 7th seed, and they'll play the Nuggets. And and the loser plays the winner of the Kings and Warriors. So let's say the Lakers win the first game.
Right.
They will play the Nuggets in round two.
Okay.
In round one, sorry.
Right.
And the Suns will play like the Warriors or the Kings, and whoever wins that one's the A seed, and they will play the Thunder.
So if the Suns win and go play against the number one seed, which is OKC.
The Thunder. Yeah.
The Thunder. Is the game over. Golden State wins and go play OKC for game one. It's game over. The only reason why I say that is you got playoff Steph Curry, especially if they stay healthy. Draymond Green is – if Draymond Green don't put his hands on anybody, then if we get Klay Thompson, if we get playoff Klay Thompson, it's game over.
Who, by the way, like, Klay is currently flourishing off the bench. Like, he's killing off the bench.
That's what I'm saying. So, if they can get that, if we can get Steph Curry, we already know playoff Steph Curry going to come no matter what. We got to worry about Klay Thompson because he's been up and down this whole entire season. Then, if we get that defense, Draymond, where he legit is playing good defense, not fouling, not getting no texts, but doing clean, good defense. OKC is over. They're not winning in the game of seven with Golden State. On the other hand, the Suns, they may have a chance because Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, I forgot the other third guy.
Bradley Beal.
There you go. They play good together, but they on and off. They chemistry on and off. They be good one night, and then they be garbage another night, and then it's like a train wreck after that. So it's a toss-up. Between the Suns, because their chemistry is off, and whoever the other thing, they OKC gonna be if the Suns or Golden State don't win, but like I said, if Golden State or the Suns play OKC, they out first round. I just don't see them, especially if KD. We get playoff KD, OKC ain't stopping that man. If we get the big three, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, and they play good, clean basketball, they ain't winning the game of seven with OKC. I mean, OKC ain't winning no game of seven with them. That's how I see it.
What you think, LJ?
I think it's going to be kind of what happened last year, and what I mean by that is last year, the younger teams got the higher seeds other than Denver. Denver was the number one seeded team. They had the experience and the youthfulness. And then the rest of the top seeded teams were just youthful teams. They had either been in the playoffs or they had a whole bunch of people who had not been in the playoffs. And I think you saw that experience beat youthfulness 9 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty much, I think the same thing is going to happen. So, yeah, OKC is useful, but they're going to end up losing to whoever they have to face if it's a more experienced team. So, if it's the Kings, because I think the Kings are one of the teams.
Yeah, Kings are one of the teams, yes.
Then that probably be an evenly matchup because they're still pretty young. But if it's the Lakers, the Warriors, or the Suns, then I think they will lose. It probably go to 5 games because they'll probably be tired, the older team. But I still think they lose.
All right. And the last one I got here. Quinn Harris, Texas quarterback, got an NIL deal for a private jet.
Wow.
It's the first ever NIL deal in NCAA history. Oh, Quinn is the second player, I'm sorry, in NCAA history with a private jet endorsement.
Right.
My question is, why Quinn Ayers?
That's a question.
None of us have an answer for it either.
That's all I gotta say. Like that's a question right there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I 100% agree with Randall's sentiment.
Because, like, there's other players that are possibly going to get it, like more popular players. And do we really believe in Quinn Ayers, though? Like,
wait, really? Is he the last one left? Because wasn't he in the Heisman? Is he the last Heisman person left that was in this last class?
I don't think Quinn Ayers was in the Heisman race.
Oh, then that was that's the only thing I could guess. So, never mind then. I have no idea.
I think there's plenty of other players. Like, you could have gave it to Shedeur Sanders. They got more notoriety and stuff like that. And he even the most popular quarterback on his team. They got Arch Manning over there who's taking up all the shine. So.
I need him just to go ahead and leave Texas.
Who Arch Manning?
Uh-huh.
Everybody wanted to leave.
Yeah, because he probably could be starting in almost any other SEC team.
Yeah, very true.
I'm not sure why. I mean, you want to do right by your senior, so I understand that. But I think Peyton Manning would be better. I mean, not Peyton Manning. Arch Manning would be better than him. Mm-hmm. So, but that's just me.
No, I agree. All right, and that's all I got for sports today.
Gotcha. All right, everybody, let's hop into some Daily Dose of Anime, and we're going to kick it off with some Berserk. So the Berserk anime is returning back, or is coming back, I'd rather say, sometime in May. They ain't say what, I don't see a date, but they say May. And it's coming back with a fan-made studio, Studio Eclipse. So how y'all feel about that?
So right. What is this fan-made thing? What you talking about?
I think it's going to be based off the Black Swordsman, wherever arc that is in Berserk.
It's based off like a fan-made manga or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
It's based off the actual Berserk anime.
So a fan-made studio making it.
Yeah, fan-made studio is basically making
what. They licensed by the people of Berserk to make it,
I don't know.
So it could just could be like a parody thing.
I don't know, but as it said, Berserk anime by Studio Eclipse trailer in May, and it's saying that Berserk is coming back by a fan made studio called Studio Eclipse. I don't know, and it says it's gonna be covering the Black Swordsman. That's all I got.
I'm gonna need you to get us some more information.
But I'm just saying, all I know is the Berserk anime is coming back in May. It's being made by fan-made studio. That's all I know, by Studio Eclipse. And the Studio Eclipse made some other anime. But it's not like, I'm guessing it's gonna be a remake. It's not gonna be like the Berserk anime, but it's probably gonna be like, hey, this is what we would like to see from a Berserk anime when the actual studio behind Berserk makes it. That's pretty much what this is.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's not like they be like, hey, they like, no, you know what? The studio taking forever and a day to remake the anime or to make another anime. They were like, screw it. We finna just make Berserk, but put our twist on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't finna follow the exact same formula as Berserk, but they gonna be like, hey, this is what we want our Berserk to be. So since we know how to make anime, we gonna make our own version of Berserk on how we want it to be.
Okay.
But how y'all feel about that?
I mean, sounds good in theory. Let's see how it executes.
Right.
Give him a chance, I guess.
I don't know.
That's kind of like a big anime to automatically trust to a fan-made studio. So, like, it is what it is. We'll see how it works out, I guess.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
We just got to see for it to come when it comes out.
Yeah.
I feel you. So, for everybody out there, Berserk is coming back, or a fan-made studio is making Berserk, and it's coming back out sometime in May. Now,
Before you go to the next one, I just got a notification The play-in tournament is locked in now. Mm-hmm. It's the Pelicans versus the Lakers and the Kings versus Warriors. So the Pelicans drop to the 7th seed and the Suns move to the 6th.
Mm. So, yeah, Lakers and Warriors are going to win.
So, in that case, then the since the Warriors, I think the Warriors beat the Kings. Because they beat them. Who beat the Kings last year? Was it the Warriors?
Warriors. It was the Warriors.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. So, I think the Warriors beat them again. We'll beat the Pelicans. The Lakers beat the Pelicans.
Pelicans and the Warriors will play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You got to go through another round. That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Like I said, the 7 and the 8 seed going to be Lakers and Warriors.
Probably.
Because the Warriors, both the Warriors and the Lakers on a hot streak right now. Especially after what I just saw the Lakers do tonight. I mean, just do a few seconds ago. Yeah, they chemistry, they locked in.
And could this be a situation where people want to play the number one seed, though?
Of course.
So say the Lakers all of a sudden lose round one.
And know what the Heat did last season? I mean,
yeah, how
the Heat was finessing. If I was, here's the thing, though. If I was the Lakers, because that's up and up. That's going to be hard. If I was the Lakers, because who the second seed? Denver?
Denver's number two.
So if I was,
yeah.
Here's the thing, though. If I was the Lakers, the Lakers, it's going to be hard for the Lakers. Because you got to play Denver. And then we know for certain Golden State is going to win. So you got to play. If they lose, they got to play Golden State to go face number one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the Lakers. Now, it all depends, though, whoever plays first. If Golden State plays first before Lakers and Golden State lose, if I was the Lakers, I lose like how Miami did. I just lose, go play the loser who played against Golden State, blow them out, and go to the first seed. Because they got a better chance to beat OKC. To be honest with you, anybody do, for real, Golden State and the Lakers. Because OKC, they're young, and they haven't got, good playoff experience. But the Lakers in a toss-up. Because they can do that and go play whoever loses against Golden State. But if Golden State's win, you know, they're going to be trouble.
I have a question. Is Joker still on the Nuggets?
Yes.
Yeah. He ain't going nowhere.
Is Murray still on the Nuggets?
Now, Murray is a toss-up because he's been hurting all season. So, he's a toss-up.
Is he playing currently, though?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Then, no, I do not want – no, the Lakers should go ahead and just lose and then beat the Warriors like they did last season.
It's going to be hard, but, yeah, if I was them, I would. Because they have – you got to look at it like this, though. Who do they have a better chance? Well, they got a better chance at losing against winning against Denver. I don't know.
They don't.
It's a toss up. No, because you got 7 games. You got 7 games. But if they lose and play Golden State, you got to win that game.
And if I remember the series correctly, they lost all 4 games straight in a row, and they held with them until the fourth quarter.
What I said, Lakers are in a toss up right now.
They are not in no toss up.
Because if they lose, because we already know Golden State gonna win. They are in the hot streak too. Curry, all of them. I don't know what happened between All Star break, but after All Star game, Curry and Golden State Warriors been going crazy. Then now you got Lakers doing the exact same thing. After the All-Star break, I don't know what been happening, especially D-Lo. That man been cooking and going – they been going crazy too. But you got to look at it. Will you rather face Curry in one game with Draymond Green and Klay Thompson? Or do you want to take your chances at a game with 7 games against the Nuggets?
Steph.
Dad, what you gonna take?
Steph.
Damn.
I obviously you have forgotten that game last season. That was absolutely.
It was. But all I know is it's gonna be exciting to see. That's all I know. The West is gonna be exciting. Whoever wins out the West probably gonna win it all. because the East been the same team each year. Number one, either Boston or Milwaukee. Number two is either Boston or Milwaukee. And then for some reason, Boston either chokes or Milwaukee chokes. So whoever comes out the West is going to basically win.
And throw it out there, the East playing games are Sixers versus Heat and Bulls versus Hawks.
We're going to win that. I'm calling right now. We're going to win that.
All right, go ahead back to, sorry, Billy just said.
No, you good. All right. Jujutsu Kaisen is declared the most popular anime in the world by Guinness World Records. And before y'all say anything, the reason being is because of Gen Z. Because a study came out, was it yesterday or a couple days ago, that Gen Z prefer to watch more anime than sports. Why they did that, I don't know. But Jujutsu Kaisen is named the most popular anime, beating Attack on Titan and One Piece, and it's all because of Gen Z. So how y'all feel about that?
It's not like Jujutsu Kaisen is trash, so it's like, you know.
Right.
As long as you beat out Attack on Titan, I'm good with it.
Well, I mean, nobody, it's overweight, so nobody's paying attention to them anymore. that's understandable. That's what happens with these animes, is that the younger generation clamors onto like one or two of them and then just progressively just go with it and run with it until the end of time. So I'm not surprised.
Gotcha. Now this is dead right here. The last part. My Hero Academia, because a lot of people, it was a talk show when this came out. But My Hero Academia announced their new movie, and the main villain, they call it Dark Might, but he is just a fan trying to be like All Might. But the new villain for the movie is basically a fan portraying to be an evil All Might. So before LJ, Dad, what's your take on this? Because when this came out, a lot of people was pissed off about this. So what you think?
My thing is like, when's this thing gonna take place? Like, continuity wise, and is it gonna be canon? Because right now, I don't know who's gonna fight him, because Reverse Lieutenant Dan can't fight him right now. So I don't know if you caught that reference, but that's it. If you read the manga, you know what's going on with Deku.
we talk about that later. We're gonna talk about that later. Cause unless you want to talk about it now,
We can talk about it later.
Okay. So I was about to say we can talk about it now. No matter of fact, we're gonna talk about it after LJ. LJ, what you thought?
I haven't been keeping up with it really, so I'm I'll follow what's going on My Hero. So I'm not going to say too much about it.
So, Dad, what you think about this? Because it's coming to an end. I say we got 5 chapters left. Depending if he drag it out, we should be already done by now. But if he drag it out, if he drag it out, we got 5 chapters left. We should. It's 3 to 5, maybe 8, because we're like chapter 420. Yeah. So I think he probably gonna end it at 425 or 430. He probably ain't gonna end it at no odd. Crazy number. I think he's gonna end it at 425 or 430. But what you think? What's your thought? You can spoil it. Hold on, with spoilers, because we're gonna do huge spoilers. But go ahead, Dad.
Spoilers for My Hero again. So Eerie gonna have to hurry up and get over there. That's all I'm gonna say. Eerie's gonna have to hurry up and get over there somehow, some way.
She don't need to get over there. Have you seen the latest chapter?
This is with his hands, right?
Yeah.
Have they came back on a new chapter?
Yeah.
Oh, so I totally haven't read the newest chapter then yet.
Okay. She only, when you read it, you'll see why, but she don't need to come over there.
Okay. Okay. Well, cool. Well, he got his arms down. Cool. Cause I was like, like, what are we gonna do now? Like,
right. But nah, he got his arms back.
Okay. Cool.
I ain't gonna explain to you how he got it back, but once you read it, you'll see how.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
But here's my thing, though. He don't have no more quirks. So what he gonna do?
He got to have a latent quirk or something like that that's gonna pop up.
Oh, so now people, this is what I've been hearing around. People been saying that since All Might basically took Shigaraki's original quirk and gave him the decay quirk, he probably did the same to Deku, to where he gonna lock his true quirk. Because if you remember, the doctor was the one to break the news to Deku's mother about him not having a quirk. And yeah. Since the latest chapter, we already knew that him and the scientist / doctor was already playing with these kids in an early age about these quirks. Deku might have one of the importantest quirk that All Might want, not All Might, One For All wanted, told the doctor to take his quirk and told his mama, like, hey, tell that baby he don't have a quirk. Because if you remember, if we go all the way back,
yeah, it's true.
In the beginning, it was extremely rare for the kids his age to not have a quirk. I think he said like damn near 99% of kids born now are coming with quirks or something like that. It was a high rate. It was at a high rate. So it was rare for him to not have a quirk. Damn near all the kids his age had quirks. Or if they didn't have a quirk when they was born, at 2 or 3 years of age, their quirk came, you know, manifested. So it was extremely rare for Deku to not have a quirk around his time. Because I think Bakugo got his when he was like 2 or 3 years old, something like that. I don't know. But I think that's what I think. I think Deku gonna unlock unlock his original quirk, or All Might gonna come through the portal and transfer the last bit of One Fall that he has to Deku, and then All Might pass away. That's what I think.
I don't know. I don't know about all that. I don't know about the last part, but. Right. But yeah, it's a wait and see. I gotta catch up on the chapter now.
Right.
So I'm a chapter behind now.
Yeah. I think it just that chapter came out. The chapter just came out today. The newest one. I've been looking on the leaks, so I kind of know way ahead of everybody. So I kind of know before the official chapter come out. But now that one, it just came out a few minutes ago or a few hours ago. The new chapter.
Okay.
But that's what I think. Something gotta happen because he ain't gonna be able to do anything. Cause he legit don't have no quirks. I'm pretty sure he's gonna throw hands with extremely power taking over Shigaraki One Fall. Who ain't no telling how what kind of quirks he got in his arsenal now. But you know, only time will tell. But I say about 5-10 more chapters, and then it should be
okay.
Done.
I agree.
But everybody, that is your daily dose of anime with a little bit of spoilers brought to you by the Facebook group. Because the Facebook group is, or they restored the Facebook page. But you can find them on Facebook or Instagram. Now, Dad, X-Men 97, episode 5. The one where people was getting blow up left and right. Talk to the folks. What you got going on? Talk to them.
So you guys both seen it, right?
LJ gonna binge watch it, so he didn't want to see it. But I saw what you was talking about, though. I saw it.
Okay, so first of all, I was watching somewhere and I couldn't agree more. I thought when they was bringing this back, they were like, oh, we're just gonna have a nice little campy thing, you know, bring in the 90s, show everybody off, you know, have a mediocre conflict or something like that, just have the X-Men overcome, right? Nah, from episode 1 on, this show's been bringing some heat. Like, this show, like, it touches on, it has all the innuendos of, like, race stuff is going on. But X-Men's always been about diversity and stuff like that. The mutants and the people who hate mutants and stuff like that. But that stuff is blatant going on through the whole thing. And let me tell you something, man. This episode 5, I wasn't ready. I was not prepared. I was sitting there watching. It's like, okay, it's like, so what's this whole episode? Because it was, you had two different things. You had the interview process for the people who were in the mansion and the whole thing going on in Genosha, which I knew something bad would happen on Genosha because it's like, everything's too happy right now. Something's got to give, you know? And I did not see Master Mold, a new Master Mold, and a bunch of Sentinels come out just wrecking shop.
Blowing people up left and right.
Oh my goodness. Magneto, gone. Gambit, who went out like a true G, is gone. A bunch of people, Banshee died. It's a bunch of, like, everybody was just getting murked. Nightcrawler almost died. The Morlocks are gone. I think this show's gonna go this way. I think the show will, I was watching it and I was genuinely hurt. Mm-hmm. When Rogue was crying at the end, telling Gambit or Remy, whatever you want to call him, that I can't feel you, Sugar, I was like, oh my God. Like, there. And you get some people say, well, because Cable showed up earlier, they're going to, he's going to go back in time to fix it. The director said that this is going to stick. So, I didn't think the show was going to be this good, to be honest. I did not think it was going to be this good. I found myself waiting on one. It's funny, too, because, like before I watched episode 5, it came out on midnight. The show showed up on midnight my time, right? So I was like, oh, I'm going to watch it right now. But my wife was like, she's tired, so I'll try and stay up for it. I was like, you know, we'll just watch it when we wake up. Fine, you know. I'm glad I watched it when I woke up, because I would not be able to go to sleep afterwards. Mm-hmm. But what you think, Randall?
When you told me to watch it, or when you told me about it, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, what day, because you hit me up, like, you got to watch it. I was like, all right, cool, I'm going to watch it. And when I saw them blowing left and right, I mean, to be honest with you, that's what X-Men should have been in the first place. It's episode 5. X-Men, whenever Marvel, live action, cartoons, anime, whoever, X-Men should be like that no matter what. That's what X-Men is about. X-Men should be like Deadpool, rated R. That's what it is. But now, when I saw it and when you told me to check episode 5 out, because I totally forgot about X-Men 97. But when you told me to check episode 95, I said 95. Episode 5 out, I was like, let me see what Dad talking about. And when I seen people was getting blown left, right, sacrificing their body, doing all this, doing all that, I was like, oh, damn. I was not expecting an X-Men anime to be like this. You know what I'm saying? So I was like you. I was shocked my own self when I seen all them people dying. But I was telling myself, I was like, this is what X-Men should be about. X-Men should be this dark. X-Men should be about people dying. X-Men should be about surprise. This is what X-Men needs to be. Instead of being PG, X-Men need to be exactly what episode 5 was. So, but now, if they keep on going like that, X-Men 97 gonna be like Invincibles. I think that's what it is. They're gonna be like Invincible.
Invincible?
Yeah.
So no, I can see that.
But yeah, like you said, I was not looking for that. When you told me to go check out episode 5, I thought it was gonna be like a cliffhanger. I thought it was gonna be like some from a hint at something for like Marvel or something. But when you told me to check it out, and I see what you were telling me about, I was like, oh, so they going this route with X-Men. I was like, okay, I see what the X-Men doing. But that's what they need to do. Like I said, X-Men should be like that. And they probably took a page out of Invincible's book because they seen how popular that one came. Because a lot of people didn't think Invincible was going to be like that. How it was. So to me, I think they took a page out of their book. And they'd be like, all right, since if they can do it, we can do it times two. And lo and behold, we have episode five. And they did exactly that. So, but yeah, it was good though, that. I fuck with it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, LJC, you ever watched it yet or anything?
Nope, I'm just waiting for it to be done. So I can watch it in its entirety.
Mm-hmm. Nah, but it's really good. Yeah, I know what you mean, because I just did the same thing with Solo Leveling right now. Like, I finished that today. Mm-hmm. So I'm a binge-watch person myself, but, like, ever since episode one of X-Men, said, okay, I gotta watch this shit when it comes out. Because from the gate, like, the X-Men are going through it right now. They are going through it. Storm ain't got no powers right now. Scott Summers, Cyclops, and Jean Grey, who wasn't Jean Grey apparently, was a clone, had a baby, and that baby is off in the future. Who was Cable now, but what else is it? Cyclops cheating on Jean Grey telepathically, which is wild to me. And now their leader's gone. First they lose Professor, now they lose Magneto. Man, X-Men are in shambles right now.
And that's what it need to be. It need to be like that. I promise you, if X-Men continue like that, X-Men gonna be up there.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just appreciate like how great the show is right now. Like it's just, I didn't think it was gonna be this good. Like, and they have this problem too, to where like they throw everything at you at once, but it flows together like really good. Like you don't feel like it's been rushed or anything like that. It feel like it flows really good in real time. Like when you're watching it in real time, say, oh, like this whole episode was clean. Like it was action packed. You got through everything. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. So
I think that is because, I think people thought it was going to be bad was because right before it came out, the director got fired from the studio and everybody started freaking out. I'm not sure why he got fired.
He found out he had an OnlyFans.
Oh, that's why?
Wait a minute.
That's funny.
Wait a minute, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Who had OnlyFans?
It was a director. I don't know his name or something like that, but he was director or lead writer or something like that. But
like he had an OnlyFans account or he was making money off of OnlyFans?
He was making money off of OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
Dizzy didn't like that look, so they had to let him go.
Oh, hell yeah. If he's stupid, he should have known that.
I think he'll be brought back, though. Like, I think he might be brought back for, like, season, if there is a season two. Ain't no telling how this is going to end.
I think this is going to be a runoff. I don't think they really wanted this show to be successful.
Nah, I'm going to keep it real. If the rest of, how many episodes they said? 12, 24, what?
I think it's just 10, to be honest.
I'm pretty sure this is what we're going to do, because Invincibles, or how do you say that anime?
Invincible.
Invincible was exactly how X-Men 97 is. It was supposed to only be one season, and that's it. But that thing blew up because of I forgot what fighting scene was, but it blew up exactly how X-Men 97 is doing with episode 5. So I guarantee you, I forgot what episode we on now, but if it continues to be like this, guarantee they're gonna get season 2. I guarantee.
I don't know if that's entirely true. I think they weren't sure it was gonna pop off, but I thought they did because I kept hearing like they was comparing it to The Boys, and they were like, we're not sure if people are gonna like an animated version of The Boys.
I think I know what you're talking about.
So they were like, if they don't like it, we're not going to do it. But if they do, we definitely give them a season two.
Hold on, LJ. I think you're talking about this one right here. Go, go, Loser Ranger. I think that's what you're talking about.
No.
Because no. That's what they're comparing this one to the boys.
Go, go, Loser Ranger is that...
Power Ranger spinoff, Majiggy.
No, it's the one where it's the show, right? It's the because I read that manga. It's it's like evil Power Rangers, pretty yeah. Well, it's the Rangers are evil, and the little bad guys that they always fight each week.
Yeah,
they not the good guys, but they had gave up a long time ago. But the Power Rangers wants to keep making money. So
Is that the one where they keep bringing them back so they keep fighting the same city over and over?
That's exactly
what you know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm not a big fan of that, to be honest. It was okay.
Yeah, I think it gets a better after you get through that Monk's Log of the Power Ranger stuff.
Okay, but yeah, that's really all I have about that X-Men. Like I said, to me, it's just like, I am like shocked that it's like this good. Like, I wasn't expecting it.
I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't expecting that either when you told me to check it out. I'm gonna keep it honest. I thought it was gonna be like, oh, they throwing hints at the new this, they doing new that, Marvel putting hints in here, you gonna check it out, but when you told me to go look it, and I seen them fighting that robot with the heads spinning and blowing people up left and right, second floor. I'm like, well, god damn, X-Men, I see you now.
And there's a picture out there to where, like right before all that happened, they showed the sky. You can see the Watcher was looking at the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So like that's how they're. I guess it's how they're connected to the MCU, also.
Right.
Because the Watcher there, and then and they also rumors that it's like one of the what ifs for the season three, because they said Storm's gonna be in season three, so it was like. It's probably like, what if Storm had her powers during the attack? What would have happened? You know?
All I know is episode 5 blew me away. I was not expecting that from X-Men. I'm going to just say that right now.
And nobody was. Oh, and just a shout out to anybody. Anybody who skips the intro, we can never be friends. I'm throwing it out there.
You heard it here first from Dad. But I'm trying to see. Matter of fact, hold on. Because I got a notification from ESPN before we call it off. Let me see something real quick. So, Rockets, well, they been lost. The Knicks won.
Hornets Knicks won. Number 2 seed.
Mm-hmm. Golden State. The Thunder, yeah, the Thunder blew them out the water. Nuggets won, Pacers won, Pacers not going anywhere. Celtics, of course, they beat Washington. Lakers won, and the 76ers won. Phoenix won, Spurs won. Spurs going to be an underrated team next season. Once they get everything in order, they going to be one to look out for. Golden State. Now, hold on, this is what I came out here for. Let me see, because Golden State... And we call it after that. So they lost against the Pelicans, but after that, they going in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Come on, phone. 7, 8, 9, 10. So they was on a 10-game win streak. Before they lost against to what you call it a couple days ago. Now, ESPN is saying that they are going with Golden State to beat the Warriors. Golden State, I'm sorry, that's the same thing. Golden State to beat the Kings. I don't know what I was thinking. Golden State to beat the Kings. So, what y'all think about that?
Probably.
Yeah. I can see it. The Kings will come in motivated because they beat them last year.
Ooh. Hold on, Dad. I didn't mean to interrupt you. The reason why is because Golden State last five is three. Kings, they only won one. So they coming off of long. They coming off of,
it's not good.
They ain't looking too good. I would be surprised if they do knock off Golden State. I'd be surprised. Because I forgot who their head coach is. Because it's, I forgot. It's old dude.
It's, Mike Brown, isn't it?
Him, yeah. He's a good coach, I ain't gonna lie. But I'd be surprised if they knock off Golden State. I'd be surprised. Especially how Klay Thompson and Curry and Draymond Green been playing for the past 15, 20 games. I'd be surprised. Because I think they only lost like four games they last 20 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So
just have to see.
You gotta wait to see. But other than that, Dad, what you gotta tell these folks before we head out?
Again, like always, shout out to everybody who listens, and especially on Spotify, any of the platforms. And follow me at dad_gamer, pretty much anywhere.
LJ, what you got?
Y'all have a good one. Check out the podcast. You already listened to it, so you know, tell the other people to check it out. That's it.
And closing remarks is this: My Hero's come to an end. I'm gonna be sad. I know Dad gonna be sad. And be on the lookout for some video game content, because in 2 months, or maybe sometime in April, maybe not April, May, we may get some, because it's supposed to be E3 around that time. We're going to get some video game stuff, so y'all be on the lookout for that. Other than that, be on the lookout for our NBA playoff prediction, because playoff is about to start, and by the time we come back, the play-ins tournament going to be gone out the way. So be on the lookout for that. And also, we're probably going to talk about Colorado's spring match thingamajiggy they be doing, and all the recruiting classes in Alabama, Auburn, all that stuff. So y'all be on the lookout for more sports stuff. Y'all been loving our sports episodes. So y'all be on the lookout for that. But other than that, my name is Randall. With me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG Dad himself. And we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this week's episode, and we will catch y'all on the next one. Peace out.
Peace.